This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of July, 2026. Essence, sweet children, each of you now has to think about yourself and not others. Because, according to this drama, whoever does anything receives the return of it. Question. What have you souls become aware of by becoming Trikaldashi? Answer. You souls have become aware that you were originally residents of the incorporeal world and that you came here to play your parts in this drama. You became the main actors and played your parts for 84 births. You are now personally in front of the Father, and you will then go back home with him. You have to become pure and return home, and then go to the land of happiness. The whole of this play is based on Bharat. You souls have become aware of all of this by becoming Trikaldashi. Song. To live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. Who sang this song? The children. What do the children say? Baba, we now have to become a garland around your neck. These bodies have to be renounced here. You children know that the Father and we souls, who are the children, reside in the land of peace, the land of Nirvana. The Father repeatedly says, have the faith that each of you is a soul. You know that we souls were residents of the land of Nirvana with the Father. Then we adopted different bodies whilst going around the cycle of 84 births. You children know that we truly are the residents of the Supreme Region. Baba has now come again. You are sitting here and you can see that Baba is sitting in front of you. Here you have relationships with physical bodies. Originally we were souls. Then we led lives of happiness and then of sorrow with physical relationships. You souls have now become Trikaldashi. The Father knows the three aspects of time and the three worlds. You also know them number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You have to remember your study. You now have this awareness. Baba has explained that you too are residents of the incorporeal world and have now been made Trikaldashi by Bap Dada. You know that you are the main actors in this drama. You now have the knowledge of the whole drama in your intellects. You have remembered that you have lived in the land of happiness for half a cycle. Ravan doesn't exist there. We souls go around each cycle for the full 84 births. The Father is now personally sitting in front of you. We will follow your Srimat and go back home with you. We will remember you as much as possible. Since you children have become Trikaldashi, you should think about this throughout the whole day. God is the highest on high. Together with him, you children also reside in the highest on high place. You children have now remembered your home. We will become pure and we will go to our home in the Supreme Land. When Father Shiva is worshipped, Saligrams are also worshipped. Only the Father comes and purifies you souls. There is only the one Father who purifies souls. No one else can purify you. You now know the play of the whole drama. You understand that the play is based on Bharat. Therefore, the Father personally sits in front of you children and explains to you. All living souls know that Baba is the ocean of knowledge. You have been calling out to him on the path of devotion and making the promise, Baba, when you come, we will definitely follow your directions. This is not a question of a worldly relationship. You have to become soul conscious and be concerned about following the elevated directions of the one unlimited Father. We have to listen to him. He explains to us in a very easy way. Your third eye of this knowledge has now opened. You have this knowledge here at this time. The Father and the children reside in the incorporeal world. There, no one is aware of this. The Father is now revealing the depth of his secrets to all of you children. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. In no other spiritual gathering would it be said that Baba is teaching us souls. You know this now. You have been told again and again, become soul conscious. Souls are actors in this drama and are playing their parts. I, this soul, have taken a costume. Those actors change their costumes. You souls come here from the incorporeal world and take the costumes of your bodies. Those people simply change their clothes. Baba has come once again and is teaching us souls Raj Yoga. You children now understand that Baba has come, so we will definitely become Baba's helpers. We will become pure and make the whole of Bharat pure. We have to follow Srimat. Srimat says, remember the Father. Whoever does anything receives the return of that. Not everyone will come and make effort. Those who made effort in the previous cycle will do so again. You now have to return home. This is why you must make effort and definitely become pure. We resided up above in the incorporeal world. We first went to heaven. And then we continued to come down the ladder. The Father explains to the people of Bharat, I only come in Bharat. The people of Bharat remember him and call out to him to come and purify them. Take a body and teach us how to perform elevated actions. The name of the body he adopts is remembered. It is called the Lucky Chariot. The Father says, I enter an ordinary body. I also told you this previously. You children have now remembered that Baba told us the same thing exactly 5,000 years ago. No one else can tell us these things. Only the Father says, I entered this body 5,000 years ago and also explained to you. I now tell you children once again, become soul conscious. Actors in a play are aware of which costumes they have to wear and which parts they have to play. However, they are body conscious. This is an unlimited aspect. Become soul conscious. I am originally a soul. My part is now coming to an end. The Father personally sits in front of you and explains everything to you. Don't forget this. Maya creates so many obstacles. The Father explains, you mustn't perform any sinful actions. Storms do come in the mind. You have to test yourself. Do my physical senses become mischievous? Can I conquer lust? This is very easy for you. We are souls, children of the One Father. You have to have yoga with the Father. When the physical senses are mischievous, that too is body consciousness. Don't be afraid of anyone. Become fearless. Wherever you go, be a detached observer. I am a soul. You have now come to know the whole play. It has entered your intellects that he is the highest on high Father. He is said to be a point. There is the tree of souls in the incorporeal world. A tree emerges from a seed, and then the leaves emerge number-wise. It is the same here. Souls continue to come down number-wise from up above. No one can see how a soul enters or leaves a body. The Father now explains, you souls have become impure. Therefore, make yourselves pure. The Father sits here and explains to you through this one. He has to speak through physical organs. If this soul, a tiny point, were not in this body, the physical organs could not do anything. Such a tiny point is so powerful. The soul has all of this knowledge. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and he sits here and explains to you. He has all the knowledge. This part of his is fixed. You souls have parts for 84 births. You play your parts of happiness and sorrow. You have a lot of difficulty at times of sorrow. The Father says, I do not take rebirth. You take 84 births, I don't. I come and give you children an easy way to remember me so that you become pure. You have been sitting on the pyre of lust for half a cycle and have become Tamopratan. The Father only speaks to souls. The soul's organs are small at first and then they grow. A soul doesn't become smaller or larger. Souls say, O purifier, come. Souls call out to the Father. The Father says, I come every cycle to purify you impure ones. You now understand how souls come and go. People beat their heads so much to see how a soul leaves his body. But no one can know this, because souls are extremely subtle. Such a tiny soul has such a big part. A seed has all its knowledge. Those are non-living seeds. The seed of a banyan tree is so small. And yet how big and tall the tree that emerges from it is. Many of you must have seen the banyan tree in Calcutta. It is a very big tree. Its whole foundation has now decayed, and yet the tree is still standing. It is the same here. There is no foundation of the deity Dharma. It is now the stage of total decay of this tree too. You also know this, and this is why you tell the government that within such and such a time you will definitely purify the world and show everyone. People don't understand these things. You have the faith that you will definitely make this Bharat elevated again, for only then will the corrupt world be destroyed. Everybody wants there to be peace. Souls have become tired from playing their parts, and this is why they call out, O bestower of peace. They don't understand that a soul is an embodiment of peace. However, souls definitely have to perform actions through the physical organs here. They say, give us peace. No one knows that the land of peace is separate from the land of happiness. There are very few human beings in that land of happiness. That is a pure world. No one asks for peace there. They perform actions there too, but there isn't any peacelessness there. That land of liberation in life is separate from the land of peace. In the Golden Age, the living beings have happiness as well as peace. They remain ever healthy and wealthy. You now know what is called heaven. No one in the world knows what heaven is. This Lakshmi and Narayan are my children, who gave these children happiness. There must be someone who gave them happiness. Is their kingdom going to come again? Heaven will definitely repeat again. When you are in heaven, you will not say that hell will repeat again. You now say that that new world of purity, peace and happiness will repeat again. This is an old world of the land of sorrow. It is called the Iron Age. There used to be the new world. That is called heaven. You have this knowledge in your intellects. We are truly becoming deities once again. This is your aim and objective. We are once again claiming the kingdom of heaven. We will definitely claim our inheritance from the unlimited Father. Remember this very well. We souls reside there, and we then come down here to play our parts. We have now remembered how we take 84 births. The Father explains to you Brahmins, who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. How can you claim your inheritance from Shiv Baba without becoming a Brahmin and without becoming a child of Prajapita Brahma? Prajapita Brahma is very well known. The establishment of the new world was carried out through Brahma. Therefore, they must definitely have received the kingdom of the new world. The land of Vishnu was established through Brahma 5,000 years ago. It will now repeat. You are making preparations for that. Some children ask, should we consider the drama to be greater or our efforts to be greater? It has been explained that you definitely have to make effort. How would you receive your reward unless you made effort? Full effort has to be made. When someone makes effort very well, It is said that his efforts are very good, according to the drama, and that he will therefore receive a good status. His efforts are very intense. However, while they are moving along, the status of some is reduced. Brahmin teachers know, and those who come to Brahmin teachers also know, that so-and-so was moving along very well, but doesn't come nowadays. Some say, I don't know why this doesn't sit in my intellect. I am unable to remember Baba at all. I can't carry on any longer. The destination is so high. They write such things. The main thing is to become viceless. It is very difficult to let go of the vices. You know that he has been behaving like that according to the drama, exactly as it did in the previous cycle. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Watch this unlimited play as a detached observer. Don't be afraid of anyone. In order to become fearless, make the lesson, I am a soul, firm. 2. Check and test yourself to see that none of your physical senses causes mischief. Have I conquered the vice of lust? To what extent have I become soul conscious? Blessing. May you be a fortunate soul who experiences the true suhag, the fortune of having a husband, by having the awareness of the one father. Those who hear but do not hear the words of others, who do not take any awareness of other souls into their thoughts or dreams, that is, those who are not subservient to any bodily being and have the awareness of belonging to the one Father and none other, have the tilak of the imperishable suhag applied on them. Only those who have their true suhag are fortunate. Slogan: in order to make your stage elevated, first be introverted before you have to go into extroversion. Aviat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. When you put something into a fire, its name, form and quality changes. In the same way, when you put yourself in the fire of remembrance of the Father, you become transformed. From human beings you become Brahmins, and from Brahmins you become angels, who then become deities. Such transformation takes place in this fire of love that no consciousness of oneself remains. This is why this remembrance is said to be of the volcanic form. Om Shanti.